Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We are going to take this country back.
If every American is not on board with that, you have to ask yourself why.
The coverage of this has been almost as dishonest as the scheme itself.
But you never sent us any evidence.
They're not entitled to see the evidence.
These are the same people who told us the Steele dossier was accurate.
I think today is the day the music die
when they just when they just they need to
Joe Biden there at the end, in case you weren't and you'd forgotten, after a long election cycle, that he tends to get tongue-tied pretty regularly.
It is amazing he's held it together for the past few weeks. It held it together for him. And how much more of this are we going to start to see now? Like, it's got to go back.
When's he
going to
get,
right,
a few hard questions? That's when you'll see it. And what you'll never see out of him if he ends up being president is the 45 or 50 minute long news conferences where he takes every single question and answers it, because he won't be able to do number one. He won't have the stamina. Number two, he can't handle that. They handpick the people that ask him questions. They still do. Go ahead and play number one so people can hear that in its context, please.
Tis not working.
Ah, that's all right. What? Our computer has frozen up on us.
Way of saying, governors, thirdly, we discussed the need to help states with Title 32 funding for the National Guard. That's a fancy way of saying governors need to be able to get funding when they need to bring their National Guard into play. And National Guards are going to have to play this. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to play it in context. So you think we just didn't pick out the little garbled thing right in the middle there where he kind of lost his train of thought? Or that's all right.
Well, what he was saying, he's got J.B. Pritzker's greedy little fingers, like, twiddling their thumbs, waiting, like, yes, governors do need assistance, yeah, don't we?
That is exactly what I thought of when I heard that soundbite yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're going to get these states the money they need.
Yep.
Who needs the money? I'll tell you who needs it. New York needs it.
Mm-hmm.
California needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois needs it. Mm-hmm. All of these states with a train wreck of a state budget who've underfunded their pensions, they need a bailout. And COVID is going to be the excuse they need to get it if Joe Biden becomes a president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you know.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, earlier we had a great conversation about the news conference yesterday. I don't know how many of you saw it. I'm assuming most people in this listening audience probably did, because we carried it live here on the radio station. Annie cut into her show with it. And as soon as I got home, I ran inside and finished watching it on TV, where I could, you know, you can pause on our app now, radio.com. Mm-hmm. So I paused it, ran inside, didn't miss any of it, watched the whole thing. What did you think? I want to get to your phone calls this morning as well on this. We do have Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman coming up in the next segment, because we're going to talk to her about this lawsuit restaurants have filed and what they're going to go into court and argue that Sam Page has violated. I think that's important. But I do, a little later this hour, I want to definitely get to the phones and get your opinion on this. Were you encouraged by it? Was it what you needed to hear? Have you been sitting back quietly hoping they would come forward and do a news conference and give us sort of a 360 view of what they believe went wrong in this election in a handful of states? I mean, Sidney Powell went a lot farther than that. Because she's talking about fraud on a level that we've never seen in this country. And if she's truly got evidence of it, this is going to be a game changer. Go to cut number 7, please.
Now, the software itself was created with so many variables and so many back doors that can be hooked up to the internet or a thumb drive stuck in it or whatever. But one of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in. That's when they came in the back door with all the mail-in ballots, many of which they had actually fabricated. Some were on pristine paper with identically matching perfect circle dots for Mr. Biden.
That's stunning, what she just said. In that 1 minute sound clip, what Sidney Powell laid out is stunning. Now, a lot of the media said, well, where's the evidence? Because knowing that you could do that with that software and proving that they did it may be two different things. They had the algorithms. You can see the vote totals change electronically. You can see that. Proving who did it and if it was intentional, which it sounds like she's saying it was intentional, are two different things. They're going to have to go to a court and prove that. But what does back up a part of what she said there about the votes being brought in, they have affidavits from poll workers in Philadelphia, and under the threat of perjury, these poll workers testified that a truck pulled up at the back door after the voting had been halted. They ran to the back door thinking it was a truck bringing them food because they were all hungry, and instead they saw bags and garbage cans full of ballots, loose ballots, that only had one name selected on them, and that was Joe Biden. And those were brought into the processing center, and they started feeding them into the machines, sometimes two and three times per ballot. That's not Sidney Powell saying that. That's not Rudy Giuliani or Jenna Ellis saying that. That is a legal United States citizen who swore under the threat of perjury, the same thing they were going to send Mike Flynn to prison for, that they witnessed that. That's got to be investigated. Has to be investigated. A quick break here. Going to get to Mary Elizabeth Coleman, and I will get to your phone calls on this issue and tell me what you thought about that news conference yesterday. 314-241-9797.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If our restaurants are shut down for more than 4 weeks, our restaurant community will never bounce back.
Longer than the 4 weeks could definitely put restaurants in our area out of business.
Yes, if they don't let us open back up, then yes, we will close.
I think a lot of these small restaurants are pretty much facing extinction.
This shutdown happening will destroy this company and our livelihood.
For me, you know, the bigger piece is our employees. You know, they won't be able to pay their bills.
That's the saddest, hardest part, is having to furlough and let, you know, 30 or 40 employees go home for the holidays.
Right now I've laid off about 20%, and that number would continue to grow.
I have a mortgage, I have, you know, all my electric and all my bills. I have a 1.5-year-old.
It is a strong possibility that I could be homeless.
So that is from a video called Save Our Restaurants. It goes on for about 2 minutes. You hear from employees and restaurant owners about the very real threat to their livelihoods going on in St. Louis County right now. Very powerful. If you get a chance to see it, I found it out there on Facebook, and you should go take a look at that. What's going on with this? We know that the lawsuit has been filed, and I've asked one of the attorneys, Mary Elizabeth Coleman, to join us this morning to talk more about it. She's also a state representative from District 97. Mary Elizabeth, welcome in.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for talking about this important issue.
Well, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. You know, don't have a legal background, but I did download the PDF yesterday and read through it, and the reasons stated for fighting this in court. Sam Page seems to think that he's beaten these challenges before, and he's going to beat this one as well. Tell me the approach you're helping your clients take here.
Sure. So Sam is mistaken on that, as he is on his ability to be able to enact these policies. Nobody's saying that coronavirus isn't real, or we have to protect the, you know, we need to do what we can to protect the health of the community. But there's no scientific consensus that closing one industry, and no scientific consensus data that this industry is even contributing to the spread. And so what we have actually is, it's true that there was a temporary restraining order that was lost in House of Pain case in the federal courts in the early spring. But before there was a judge that could rule on the injunction, Sam Page mooted the case by changing the Department of Public Health orders to capitulate to their demands and allowing them to open. And then if you'll remember, the kids who wanted to play sports and their parents, he capitulated before there was any litigation. So he's full of bluster and saying that he's, you know, fought back these legal challenges. But the truth is that before anyone could ever get to the courts to have a hearing on the merits, and not just the temporary restraining order, he's changed the orders to let people do what they've been asking to do because he doesn't have the legal authority to act. So it's a little bit of a complicated thing that he's done, but he has decided that because he doesn't like what the county charter and ordinances say, that he's going to reach up into state law and grab an ordinance that describes a certain group of people that doesn't exist at the county level, which is county commissioners and elected health boards. And he's going to name one person, the county health director, or Emily Doucette, and give her the authority that she doesn't have under the charter and doesn't have under the ordinances. And that under those orders, she's going to threaten to have criminal and civil liabilities for people who violate those orders. She just doesn't have the authority to do that. The Missouri State Constitution is clear that no agency or department can enact criminal or civil charges. Those have to be done by the legislative body. We've got to follow the governing documents. So that's a little bit technical to try to talk about what he's tried to do to say that he has this authority, but a clear reading of the documents is it's just not there. He can't do it.
Yeah, you know, I noticed in there you'd quoted the St. Louis County ordinance that said it required council approval to do something like this. Is he arguing he has council approval because basically the council voted on a 4-3 party line vote to cede their authority to him?
So what's important is that vote to cede authority was only with the discretion of the distribution of the CARES Act money.
Okay.
That had nothing to do with health boards. That's like somebody saying, I'm giving you the power to, I think a perfect example is saying the county council has given the public health department the ability to close specific pools, swimming pools, if there's E. coli found in that swimming pool. And then she turned around and said, there can be no swimming pools this summer because E. coli was found in one pool. She can't enact those types of policies. She can say, you're not following the rules and regulations that the county council has set forth. And listen, this is not like a silver bullet that all of these Department of Public Health orders are going to completely go away if we win. What's going to happen is the county council is going to have to vote and decide, do they want these restrictions in place? And I think, frankly, a lot of the restrictions will probably remain because we have a Democratic majority in the county council and they are in support of a lot of these public health measures. But yeah. I don't think that they're going to target a specific industry and say, you know what, a casino can stay open, a hair salon can stay open, a nail salon can stay open, you can go buy craft supplies, but you can't eat in a restaurant. It just doesn't make any sense.
True. Mary Elizabeth Coleman is my guest, attorney representing some of the 40 restaurants that have sued the county over this shutdown order of their dining areas. What happens next? What's the timeline here? Because clearly you're asking for a judge to issue a restraining order until this can be decided, correct?
That's right. We have a hearing set for 3 o'clock today. That will be done via Zoom, as all the courts have enacted public safety measures as well to try to keep everybody healthy.
Right.
But we'll have that hearing at 3, and then it's unclear what the judge will do. He may take it under advisement. He may rule immediately. He may grant us the temporary restraining order only for the 40 restaurants that are listed in the lawsuits, or he may grant it for everybody. And then after that, we'll have a hearing set for under the injunction itself, and we'll seek a temporary injunction and then a permanent injunction.
Judge Lassiter, correct?
That's right, Judge okay. Lassiter.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, listen, Mary Elizabeth, we appreciate your time this morning, and it's good to get a better handle on this and can't wait to hear the outcome. I wish you guys luck.
Thanks so much, and I appreciate that our clients are standing up and trying to make sure that we've got someone following the right laws and regulations as required. So
I do too, and that's why I went to Bartolino's for lunch the other day. So thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah, have a great morning. Thanks
you,
so much.
You too. Thank you, Mary Elizabeth Coleman, attorney, and also happens to be a state rep. But talking to her in her role this morning as one of the attorneys who filed this lawsuit. They want a temporary restraining order. And hopefully, we get this taken care of. Just found out another business in Chesterfield is going to close, a drinking establishment, because Naked Vine, they can't survive. The bars have been shut down. Going out of business over this nonsense with no evidence presented that that's where the problem is coming from. That's an emergency, so we need the judge to act this afternoon. More of your phone calls coming up, 314-241-9797.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
It is. Speaking of sandwiches, go find your favorite restaurant and order some food this weekend. It's Friday night. Even if you choose not to go to one of these establishments that has chosen to stay open, and there's a long list of them, all of the other restaurants are depending solely on carryout right now. I did see a couple last night that had, because it was kind of warm yesterday, some outdoor dining going on. You may be able to find one. Temperatures may be moderate enough today if it doesn't rain. Order takeout somewhere. Show them some love. They need your support because they're going to have to go through at least 4 weeks of this if Mary Elizabeth Coleman and the group that had the stones to sue are not successful with a temporary restraining order. Let's hope that they are. Let me get to a couple of phone calls here real quick. Janine, you're on the radio. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Mark.
Sure.
I'm calling about two things. One is the shutdown, and one is that wonderful press conference yesterday. It was like Christmas early. And all this time, whenever I would see Giuliani interviewed, he was like a kid bursting, like he just wanted to tell everybody everything, but he could not. He was holding it down. And yesterday, my husband said he looked a little nervous. I said he wasn't nervous. He had all of this stuff that had been building up that he wanted to come out, and he just wanted to shout it to the world. Both of them were very good in that press conference, and I have always believed in President Trump. He's not a dummy. He didn't get where he was by being stupid. And I think he anticipated all this and prepared for all of this way before the election. Secondly, I'm a business owner in St. Louis. I own a beauty salon, and we did the shutdown last time, and I went from a salon of 4 to a salon of 1, and I've been struggling to keep it open. And I completely support these restaurants who are doing what they're doing. And if they get that restraining order for not just the ones that are suing, but all restaurants, I think those large chains ought to pitch in some money to support the small businesses that are initiating that lawsuit.
Yeah, amen.
And also, I'm not closing. I have already told my clients they may have to visit me in jail. But I have a COVID sign, a negative COVID test on my front door showing I do not have COVID. And all of my clients have returned, and none of them have gotten or had COVID before. So I just feel that all businesses should just say, no, we're not doing it. Are they going to put us all in jail?
No. That's why you need all of them to come together. Is your salon in the city or the county?
No, I am in Kirkwood.
Okay,
and what is so sad, I have seen the cute little nail salon, Kirkwood Nails, they went out of business. The bug store's gone out of business, and that's just in my local area that I have seen myself. I'm sure there are many more, and all of these restaurants that are going out of business, and I happen to know of a lot of beauty salons that have gone out of business because I'm seeing them sell off all their stuff.
Wow.
It's criminal what they are doing. And just one more thing, if I may. I think Sam Page is an imbecile. Last time we were shut down, I live in the city, actually, on South Grand. And while I'm standing at home sweeping my front porch off when I should have been at work, I'm seeing all these people get on and off the Bi-State bus. There was no sanitation done in between people. Some of them had masks, some of them didn't. Yet I'm shut down. And I produced a sanitation process video that I sent to the governor and said, there's no reason why we have to shut down. And this video actually went worldwide. People were questioning me about how to do this and that. So we can work with this. This is unconstitutional, and it's criminal against us as citizens. We've bypassed socialists. We've bypassed the attempt to bring us a socialist country. Now we have turned into the attempt to be a communist country.
Well, I appreciate you standing up for your rights, Janine, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah. She needs a Nancy Pelosi in town, right? Who will come in and get her haircut anyway. So it won't matter. Had to throw a little Nancy jibe there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let me get to Wes here on line three. Wes, good morning.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I was calling in about the comments on the closing of the bars and restaurants.
Okay.
I don't agree with it. I do feel like Sam Page stepped over his boundaries by doing that. But I feel that there was another solution that he should have come up with, and that would be to extend the hours of the health department workers or extend the hours of the organizations that are actually going out and making sure that those compliances are being met and that people are masking and doing what they're supposed to. Because I can tell you from firsthand, after hours, and this goes for Chesterfield, Kirkwood, Maplewood, the city of St. Louis, South County, Sunset Hills. I've been to several places over the past several months, and after the lights go down, these bars and restaurants are not adhering at all to the policies of wearing a mask. You're supposed to wear a mask to walk into these places. You're supposed to wear a mask when you get up and go to the bathroom. You're supposed to wear a mask when you're not sitting at a table or at the bar drinking. And once you walk in the door, nobody has a mask on.
Interesting. Well,
and you walk, and that goes for every place I've been to. We were actually at a place 2 weeks ago that you didn't have to have a mask to walk in the door, and nobody wore a mask the whole time we were there. There was about 50 people in the place, and the maximum capacity on that place is 56. They were completely packed.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And Wes, I appreciate the phone call and the observation. They a lot of people feel their decision was arbitrary, given the fact that you can walk across the street to Walmart or Home Depot or any number of other businesses and go in and conduct your business, but you can't go eat at a restaurant.
Right.
If he had come out and said, listen, here's our study. Study says 95% of all COVID cases lately have come from close dining and bars and restaurants. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody would have. Now, there may have been some people push back on the study and want to know how it was done and all that. I didn't see that. I haven't seen that at all. And I think that's where a lot of the blowback is here. I do want to mention this, though, because Our last caller there mentioned the Chesterfield Valley. My friend Tom Shaw reached out to me this morning. They're planning a protest of Sam Page's policy and in support of restaurants tomorrow morning down there by Boone's Crossing in Chesterfield, Chesterfield Airport Road, at about 10 o'clock. So they said they're going to be completely peaceful. It's encouraging people to bring their masks with them, maybe a chair or a homemade sign, something like that. And they are going to they're going to meet down there at 10 o'clock in the Chesterfield Valley tomorrow morning to voice their protest of what Sam Page is doing. So I wanted to throw that out there. I promised him I would mention it. So you have the option of getting out there if you want. Just be safe, right? You have to be safe. Let me get to one more call here. Jan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. I wanted to tell you that my husband and I were watching the Giuliani conference on YouTube for a while, and we had to stop. And when we went back to watch it again, it's been censored and removed off of YouTube.
Really?
Yes. And then where is Barr in this? This is a federal, there's enough evidence, obviously, for Barr to be involved. So I'd like to know, does anybody have a speculation why Barr isn't vocal on this, please?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I did hear him say that he would support an investigation if there's evidence. He said that last week, and he took a little bit of grief for it. To me, and I said this earlier, based on what they said yesterday, there are people willing to swear affidavits to the fact that they witnessed fraud going on the ground. And the allegation by Sidney Powell is of an international nature. In other words, companies outside of the U.S. were not only counting votes, they were in control of Dominion, which was handling the software and the voting machines. So to me, that is something that the FBI or the Department of Justice should certainly be interested in investigating, because if it's true, it's the crime of the century.
Exactly. And can you also say, in your opinion, do you know anything about the computers that were in Germany apparently were taken off by perhaps the CIA? And did Sidney Powell say something yesterday in her conference about somebody took them, but she didn't know who took them?
Yeah, she didn't know if it was the good guys or the bad guys. I did read a story, and I don't have it here in front of me. I did read a story yesterday that some servers in Germany at this Seitel place, S-C-Y-T-L, I may be misspelling it, had been taken into custody. But she in her news conference, she didn't suggest that she knew who took them. So I don't have an answer to that yet either. But thank you for pointing that out. Also, didn't know that they were having trouble seeing the Rudy thing. It's got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah, I found another link to it. It's up on our blog right now.
There are clips, certainly, but the whole news conference?
The whole news conference is embedded on our blog.
971talk.com/Cox, in case you need to go back there and look at that. Got time for more calls here. 314-241-9797.
You are not willing to talk about the evidence that has been presented, then that is absolutely unacceptable for journalistic standards.
Knew who Jenna Ellis was before yesterday. Obviously, she's been a spokesperson for the president's campaign.
I kind of think we had her on the show at one point early on.
Did we?
I'm going to have to go back through the archives. I believe that we've had her on here before.
I'd never seen her in action. And she set the press corps back on their heels yesterday when they started in yelling questions. "We're not finished," she said. And then she launched into this tirade about how you need to go. Much of this stuff is public. You can go out and find it yourself. You just don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it. We've done some of your legwork for you. Here's the name of the case. Go look it up. You can see what we're alleging here, but they don't even have the journalistic integrity to pursue it. Just like the Hunter Biden case. And it's really an embarrassment to U.S. journalism. Matt, good morning to you.
Hey, Mark. How's it going today?
Good. Yes, doing well.
Big Trump supporter here, but I have a question. With this whole Dominion thing, we remember thinking back last spring when Biden was in the primaries, Bernie was beating him pretty bad, and then all of a sudden Biden came out and said, "I'm going to win from now on." And he did. So maybe he did it to Bernie, too.
Interesting. It does make you wonder, as we went through the election cycle, for the first time in history, a presidential candidate effectively stayed in his basement and didn't campaign. And people kept saying, how in the world can he think he's going to win without campaigning? And they seem to have almost an arrogance about it. And now if these allegations are true, we know they didn't really have to worry about it, right?
That's right.
Thanks, pretty amazing. Mark. Yeah, Matt, thank you for the phone call. I just don't know what to think. Let me get to Linda here. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that earlier caller Wes was seemed upset that he goes into restaurants and bars and people are not wearing masks. But the point is they are in there eating and drinking, so of course they're not going to be wearing masks. So I'm not sure why he was so, he seemed alarmed to see that. But, you know, that's the whole thing. When you're eating and drinking, you cannot have a mask on. So,
yeah,
if he's concerned, he should not go out to eat, you know.
I see your point, and I appreciate the phone call. I think what he was suggesting was that people were ignoring the social distancing. And once they got inside and took the mask off, they were interacting socially much closer to each other than they should have been if they didn't come in together. I don't know. I'm sure it happens. There's no doubt about it. It's tough to police. All right, folks. Hey, listen. Have a great weekend, whether you're going deer hunting or just hanging out, whatever the case may be.
I sincerely hope you shoot a big deer.
Thank you. I know you do. I can feel it. I can feel your hopes and prayers for me. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.